All right, so I'm the outreach coordinator for the Safe Streets program. I work at the Baltimore City Health Department. But I started with Safe Streets in 2008, February. So what we do is a campaign to reduce shootings and homicides. So what we do is we go out in the neighborhoods, we do conflict mediations and try to connect guys to resources. So one night I'm working. I'm driving up Fayette Street. I'm coming towards Douglas Projects. I see all this tape. Bunch of tape, somebody's been shot. I get out the car, I ask one little guy, in about 5 seconds, I found out who got shot and who shot the guy. So I go to him, I say, man, who got shot? He said it was Chop. I said, well, who shot Chop? He said it was K. So I said, oh, okay. All right, so I go back up to the projects, I'm asking more questions. So now I'm thinking about all the details that's surrounding this beef. So let me give you a little history. In 2004, a homicide took place. It was a guy named Bean. He killed someone, and Kay was with him. Him and Kay went to the murder scene together to commit the murder. When they got there, Robbie committed the murder. They left. It happened. Kayvon became the prosecution witness. These guys are friends. So Kayvon goes, turns into a prosecution witness. Bean gets 15 years in prison. Fast forward to 2015. Last year, Bean came home. He was okay. I talked to him. I said, Bean, you know, Kayvon's about to come home. Boy, how you feel about that? He better stay away from me because he told on me. I said, but, you know, he, family live around here, everybody live around here. He's going to come back. There's really nothing you can do about it. He don't have anywhere to go neither. He's coming back to the neighborhood. All right, well, we'll deal with it to get there. So I know I've been talking to Bino, so I need to talk to Kayvon. When the Kayvon comes home from prison, I say to Kayvon, you know Bean's upset about you getting him 15 years in prison, and you know you was there with him when y'all did what y'all did, and then you turned state's evidence, so you should stay away. I'm not staying nowhere. This is where I make my money, blah, 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 blah. So fast forward, Bean goes to get Chop to shoot Kayvon. When Chop goes to shoot Kayvon, his gun jammed. Kayvon shot his ass. Boom. So that's the scene that we seen at the murder scene. At the shooting scene. So Chop gets locked up because Chop is on probation. And when you get shot, you get a violation of probation. Kayvon gets locked up because somebody saw him do it. So he was arrested. But 30 days later, Kayvon came back home because he beat it at the preliminary hearing. No witnesses. The witness didn't show. They threw the case out. Chop wasn't talking. Fast forward another couple of months. Kayvon is walking down the street. As he's walking down the street with his son and his daughter, Chop's brother shoots him in his arm. Boom. Shoots him in his leg. Boom. Bitch, I should have killed you because you just shot my brother and you told on my friend. So now I have the liberty of trying to mediate this conflict. But the good part about it, and it's kind of good, Chop and his brother who shot Kayvon, they're both locked up on two different murder charges that don't have nothing to do with Kayvon shooting Chop and Chop brother Pete shooting Kayvon. So the only thing that I can think about right now is what's going to happen when Kayvon come back home because he got shot and he violated his probation, but eventually they're going to release Kayvon. So what I'm trying to do now is figure out how do we squash this beef? Because all of these guys live by these street codes, and the street codes say, if you shoot me, I'm supposed to shoot you. If you tell on me, I'm supposed to shoot you. So we're going to continue to have people shooting each other as long as we have prosecution witnesses and guys conforming to that way of survival. Selling drugs, shooting people, robbing people, breaking their houses. As long as we continue to have these guys out here doing this kind of stuff on the streets, the shootings are going to continue because there are certain kind of informal street codes that are associated with that life. Those guys have bought in. They know that they can be shot. They know that they might not live till they're 25 years old when they are dealing with that kind of lifestyle. So now I'm still sitting here, and I'm confused because I just seen the murderer before I came here today. And I talked to him again, and I told him that I was coming up here and I was going to tell this story. He looked at me like I was crazy. I said, well, they're not going to know who you are because I'm going to change your name. You know, but this is what happened, and this is a serious situation, and these are the kind of stuff that we're dealing with out in these streets every single day. I'm done.